Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yo, TBV, what up, buddy? I know everybody looking for a show, but you know, this weekend was slow and it was a holiday weekend, so we did a road trip to Phoenix, and that's where, you know, I'm at now. But there is a lot happening in boxing, and I did want to at least talk about it because so much is happening, you know. Shout out to Matchroom and Eddie Hearn. A few days ago, they picked up Tito Mercado. And, you know, I've been telling you guys about Tito for a long time. So it's finally time. He's going to get his opportunity. And he's with Eddie, so Eddie's going to be able to certainly give him the publicity that he needs, you know what I'm saying? He's going to certainly give him that attention, put that attention on him, because that's what we need on Mercado. What's going on? Salute, Dwayne, what up, what up? Grand Rising to yourself. New York Bullet, what up? What up? What we got? Will Cash, what up? What up, New York John Life, what up? Donald Johnson, what up? Jeff Trimble, yo, what up? Optimus Prime, what's going on? Morning, everybody. Morning. Let me know how I sound now, because I did jump in my car, so I'm sure the car microphone picked up. I don't know if that's still going to be good or not. But, yeah, man, I was just watching the press conference that Eddie Hearn had 21 hours ago. And it was obviously with Tito Mercado. And, yeah, I was excited for that. Now, I seen that he signed them because he posted it on his social media maybe 48 hours ago. But then they did a meeting, a press conference, and that was even better. So yeah, man, Tito signs to Matchroom, 140-pound division. Matchroom has Liam Bottle. Matchroom has Devin. Matchroom has Hitchens. Matchroom at 140 has Matias. They have Regis, Catterall. I mean, they're loaded at 140. They don't have Tio. And who else, really? Okay, Rayo. Pitbull. Those are the only 140s they really don't got, right? I don't know. Obviously, you know, 140's lit, because even Golden Boy has a couple 140s. They got Kenny Sims, Barboza, Ramirez, Barroso. They got O'Hara Davies. 140 is actually getting real nice. That's what's up. J.E., shout out to you, man. You was popping. Appreciate you tuning in all the way in Baltimore. Flexing and stepping. What it do? What it do? I see you with the steps, champ. You is really motivating me. You know I'm out here every day putting it in, but you ain't playing. New York Giants for life. Turk heard you on the pay-per-view price, champ. Oh, yeah? I hope he lowered that shit, because I'm not buying it. I'm telling you, I'm on strike, man. Anytime they put on bullshit fights, I'm dating my wife. I'm I'm going on a vacation, or I'm going on a motherfucking on a road trip, starting. I'm not. We gotta stand up or fall for anything, and that's what we've been doing. Falling for anything. Anything they give us, we taking it, and we giving them ratings, and that them ratings give them money to put on more shit fights. So, nah, man, and I feel bad because I love Pacheco, and you know, Selecki, he's trained by Arleano Sosa, and you know I love Sosa, but you know, they playing with us. You feel me? Damn, where my fucking lighter? They playing with us. They put on these garbage fights and expect us to be around for them shits, and it's just not. I'm not with that no more, man. But I heard, from what I read, I hear that Pacheco had a good performance, so that's a good thing. Hopefully this phone don't fall. I ain't got no stand. Canelo Duck, we miss you today. Pause. Now, I miss y'all too. That's why I went live from the car, you know. It is what it is. We were gonna come back yesterday, but it just wasn't worth it. You feel me? No rush. But yeah, man. Tito Mercado signs the Matchroom. Things are getting interesting. That 140 gonna be sick. Let me see. Where are you from? can't hear. I don't know. Check. Is that good? Just heard you. Must be the service. Still can't hear. And that's what's cooking. 10 minutes. You've been silent. Damn. Good. Back. I don't know what happened. I even turned off the fucking call so that it doesn't reconnect to the Bluetooth. Don't ask me what happened. 10 minutes is a long time. That's wild. I'm sorry. Bro, I didn't notice till I noticed. So... apologies, man, you know. It must have been the car Bluetooth, man. Yo, a lot of y'all lucky I'm members on. Cause a lot of y'all just like trolling. Yeah, I was cooking, man. It's crazy. I was talking a lot, and y'all couldn't hear me, which is sad. Very sad. But it is what it is, man. I don't even know where I was at with it. So we taking questions, man. We taking questions. I wish I could, Neil. They need to start giving us the ability to, like, make a moderator be able to go members only and unmembers only. Ray Gibson says, you in the city? I'm in Phoenix. Dwayne, for the headset raffle, is 15 for the black set, 10 for the white set. I mean, we just talking boxing, man. I'm just happy for Tito Mercado that he signed to Matchroom. So that's what we talking about right now. I mean, we could talk anything, though. Y'all could tell me what y'all thought of Pacheco. I hear he had a great performance. I didn't even watch it. I actually did watch the F.A. Pucci fight and the Clark fight. That was a pretty good fight, man. FA's always in a good fight. How many miles on the vet now? I got about 20. But remember, I drive my shit, bro. I'm not like those people that are have it in the garage and, you know, treat it like a baby. No, I drive my shit. Like, I bought it in Tennessee, drove it to Florida, then I shipped it to Vegas. Then I drove it to, like, Houston from Vegas, like, 2-3 times. I drive my shit. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not here to keep it in the garage, mint condition, so that some other dude could come buy it for me 20 years later. Nah, I'm trying to get all the usage out of it on my own. Okay, my man, so we gonna get our first timed out, dude. That's what we gonna do. Put user in timeout. Give you a little 5-minute timeout so we can start teaching lessons out here. We got ES, $5. Saludos, primo, from North Carolina. I'm excited to see Tio training with Eddie Reynoso. Good topic, bro. I seen that. Good topic. I love it, bro. Right away, I hit up my boy, obviously, Punch Drunk, and asked him, you know, is it official? He said he hit up Tio and asked Tio how was the chemistry with Eddie Reynoso. And all Tio said was that it's good and you know, hit him with the thumbs up. But I do like that, man. Hopefully it works for Tio. I still seen him doing a lot of his own shit, which it worked. Like, he parried the cross jab. He parried it with the cross like that on Canelo, which is good. Like, you was able to do your move on Canelo, which means that move works. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Good stuff. I'm not in Vegas or Florida. I'm in Phoenix today. I've been in Phoenix for the weekend. Labor Day weekend, ticket came out here with the lady. I don't hate on Tank. I love Tank, man. I think that's a misconception you have, why you mad at Tank so much that I'm upset he's not doing the things I think he can do. if that makes any sense, right? I believe he's so great, he could take all the belts at 135. He ain't doing that. I believe he's so great, he could have been unified. He ain't did that. I believe he's so great, he could move back to 140 and, you know, fight Tio. He still ain't even do that. So it's not hate, bro. It's just when you a fan of somebody, you want to see them do, you know, great things. That's all. Hopefully you understand that. Most technical boxer, in my opinion, got to be Shakur Stevenson if we talk active, right? And that was a question from Antonio Scott. We got King KO. Tio can learn a lot from Canelo. Yeah, I agree, but it's more about Eddie Reynoso. I know Canelo is the man, and you're going to pick up things from Canelo, but is Eddie is the teacher, and Eddie's the one going to be working with him. Yeah, Canelo will be around, and he'll get, you know, odds put on him by Canelo, but... It's really about the chemistry that they have with the trainer. Let me get to these super chats. Apologies. Jamari Dixon, member for 8 months on a prospect level. He says, TBV, double exclamation point emoji, boxing glove emoji, boom emoji, be safe, Ness, hunted emoji, handshaking emoji. Appreciate you, champ. We got Bodywork Boxing letting us know that we had no audio. Appreciate you. Lake County, $2, also letting me know. I got to it. ES, saludos primos. We read that. And that is all the super chats. Appreciate everybody that is tuning in for this spontaneous live stream. You know, right now we just talking on this Labor Day weekend about Eddie linking up with, Tio linking up with Eddie and Canelo. We talking about Tito Mercado. Sign into Matchroom, you know, the Pacheco fight, whatever y'all want to talk about. Yeah, we gonna get that Mercado interview, man. You know, hopefully they ain't changed now that they blew up, right? Because they do got they did sign. Sometimes things change. Why you mad at Toya? You right. You know, Tank is proving people wrong. With each fight, he keeps showing how dominant he is, and he's separating himself because he's looking so good in his performances, you know. But he's still not fighting the guys we want. Now, I know this year or the end of this year, we're giving him a pass because he tried to fight Loma, and Loma pulled out. So, you know, we'll see what he does next year. Yeah, it better be $15, and I don't even know if I'm going to give it $15. They wilding, bro. Like, that's not a pay-per-view card. Like, really. Like, I love Turk, man. It's crazy that he ain't bring me in because he need a true advisor, bro. And I know people going to laugh like, oh, this dude think he's smart. I'm just saying, man, I got ideas. And we've seen in these 13 or 14 years that my ideas that I say out my mouth actually come to pass. Like, for starters, we talking about Tito Mercado. Look how long it took everybody. You understand? Like, I've been telling y'all about Tito, man, since what? 6-0? He 15-0 right now. I've been telling y'all. The minute I seen the man was about to fight Jason Velez at like 5-0, 6-0, I'm like, yo, we got to watch this kid. They just signing him. Caleb says, Ness, what should Devin do next? I like the Leon Pardo fight. I feel like... What y'all don't know that Devin knows is that Devin feels comfortable with Liam because they've sparred together on numerous occasions. Marcos, you right, man. Can't keep me away from the grind. I fucking love this shit, man. Rez, what up, Ness? What you think of the Inoue fight coming up? That's tomorrow, baby. We going to check it out, but I need you to step it up. Get that member ready, man. You should be a member. $3, that ain't no big thing. Have they already announced the Mercado date? Now, I don't know about the date because I didn't finish watching the press conference. Honestly, I got so excited. I'm like, fuck it. Let me go live and see what other people think about this, right? Because, you know, Mercado signing a Matchroom is big for me. 140 is getting really exciting. And think about this, right? 140 is getting so exciting, and then... There's a possibility of Tank moving up. I mean, you know that the rumor is that Tank's going to fight Rayo, so, like, it could even get better. Okay, Tony Romo. Turk said 20 would be the new pay-per-view price from here on out. See, this is what I'm talking about. I like that. I like that. And that's what I'm saying. If he can do that, if he can do $20 pay-per-views and keep doing good cards, he's going to force the other promoters to drop their pay-per-view price, because we're going to be looking at Turk cards like, yo, I'm paying 20 for this fire. I'm not paying 80 for that shit. Ness, you see that Crawford ain't a WBA champ no more? Yeah, because he's the super. He's the super. The WBA announced that. They retained Crawford as the super champion at 154. Unless you mean he dropped the belt, and I ain't see that. Vroom said, head looking smooth. Big up to you, Ness. Ball Kings Unite. You hilarious, bro. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Shakur got to show me something, too. He got, and this the time to show it. Like, versus a dude that's coming off a knockout loss. Like, you know. Shooter, what up, though? I appreciate you, man. I just hope that they felt the way you felt, man. You know, I feel like I got hella years in this grind. And I need some help to get to the next level, you know. I wanna get to that next level. I don't want to necessarily join with anyone. I love my independence. So I just want my million subscribers, because that's just what I believe will get me the interviews that I'm that are escaping me, right? Like, if I had a million, I'm assuming Canelo and the Shakurs that are mad and the Tanks, they'll sit down with me. I could get to a million, and then the million is not the new benchmark, and the new one is 5 million. So who knows, man? But I gotta set my goals on a million until I get there, and hope that that is the answer, because I do prefer to stay independent. This way the calls could be unfiltered. You know, imagine me getting with a big name. They're gonna wanna screen the callers beforehand, see what people saying beforehand, what they wanna talk about beforehand. So Bodywork Boxing says Tito is very dangerous and well versed. Yes, sir. He's very well groomed. So how much did Shakur duck? I don't know, bro. Shakur's taking that fight. It's a two-fight deal. He didn't duck anybody. We got John Cervantes Farali. He says, thank you for letting non-members comment. I've been listening for 6 years. Can't wait for this bivel. Versus Better Beef. Big ups to the community. But John, you just spent $5. Understand it. If you would have just became a member for three, you can comment for the whole month, and you're supporting the show. So I appreciate the $5, which is more than the $3 membership. So become a member, John. It ensures that this show stays on here every single day, twice a day, you know, because this is the grind. I wish I could interview Canelo. I almost had it. I thought I had it. But we still grinding, yo. We still grinding. Listen, it is what it is. This is what I'm saying. I need the million subs, man. You know, look at $1 million worth of game. They got a million subs. You know, Marcos Villegas, he got a million. Fight Hub, they got a million. So they get all the interviews that they need. I'm with you, William. That's why I used to love Wilder so much, man. Speak it, believe it, receive it, you know?
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You got to speak it into existence. Galaxy Studios, UFC might lose $20 million trying to compete with Nello's date. Good for them, man. Back up off our boxing dates, man. They're trying to get greedy over here. Good stuff. I mean, we just got... we were very blessed to have Eddie Hearn Friday, you know. It's been a minute since I had Eddie live on a podcast. I could get him when I go to the fights, but having him live on a podcast has been difficult. And he finally came back on, you know. I'm persistent, bro. I don't care. You know, people probably look at my messages like, bro, this dude has no shame. And I'm like, no, I don't. Not when it comes to business. You know, you don't like me, that's cool. You're going to have to tell me to stop texting you because I need what I need and I want what I want. And you're going to have to say no. Oh, I'm going to keep hitting you up. Yeah, I'm with you, Jesus. We did get a lot of subs when we went live for Logan, and that's why I always champion Jake. They bring a different fan base. They bring eyes to the sport. They bring eyes to the sport, man. Oh, man, Wizard, I'm about to be out, bro. I wish you would have been hit me. I've been out here. I've been posting, too, man. I got to follow me on Instagram. I've been posting that I've been all over Arizona. I've been stopping a little bit of everywhere. Mesa. I mean, everywhere, bro. I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? I'm using GPS out this bitch. Quit being cheap and become a member. Flexing and stepping. Salute to you, champ. John been stealing for 6 years. What the hell, real turtle? Oh, that's because he's not a member. You crazy. Keep it up, Ness. I watch you all the time. Appreciate you. Why you mad, Toya? Let's see. Or you can't just become a member. Da, 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 da. It's hard out here. We can't afford memberships. Damn, $3, champ? It's $3 a month, not a day. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. 20 euros. Been on Talk Sports for 30 minutes in UK. What? I don't even know what you mean, Phil. I have no clue. He says, Phil Crew, Ness, €19.99 euro or dollars. Been on Talk Sports for 30 minutes in UK. I don't know who's that. What do you think about Plant versus Pacheco? Good fight. That's a good fight. Something I never even thought of. That's a good fight. Did Pacheco look ready? I didn't watch. I got to go back and watch. That's why, I left because it's like not a fight that I had to watch live. I could watch that on a playback. It's going to be on the zone. So did he look that good? Luis Hernandez, ya tu sabes, brother. Marijuana. Yo, Ness, I send you a DM with Turkey interview this morning with Simon on Sports Talk Boxing. Very interesting. Oh, I think I replied to you and asked you what was the good part. So what'd he say? Something like that. Shout out to you. Shoot, appreciate the congrats on the interview. I'm glad Eddie did finally jump on. More Hearn interviews will definitely get you to a million. I know, bro. Listen, I wish Hearn gave me more time. I wish I could get more time from everybody. Believe me. There was a time where I had Bob Arum on weekly. I don't know what happens to these relationships. Bob, I had his cell phone number, and I could just text him, Bob, jump on. He would jump on. Look, I've been trying to get Mikaela Mir for like 2 weeks. You know, people don't like your honesty, and they also don't like you to pick sides, right? So, like, we had Bumgarner on here a lot. We've had Shadeja Green on here a lot. So now Franchon and Clarissa think we're the Shadeja Green voice because she's the one that's willing to come on the show. It's like, if I ask you to give me an interview and you say yes, how is it my fault that the other person said no? Or how is it my fault that the person that said yes has been on my show more than you because they say yes and you don't? Or you take 3 weeks to reply and she don't. So it's like, you guys just don't get it. It's so much tit for tat in this sport. Like, people get mad at you for interviewing the person they're gonna fight, for picking against them, for thinking that a fight could be tough, for thinking that they could lose, for thinking that they got knocked down, or that they didn't get knocked down, or that they pushed or they shoved. They want you to lie, bro. They want you to only tell them beautiful things, yo. And it just don't work that way, you know? So it's been a hard struggle for me because look, Leonard Ellerbe was right there the day I was in the gym. He didn't even look at me. He would rather not look at me so that I can't say, give me 2 minutes. So he just purposely doesn't look at me. Like, it's ridiculous. Look, you seen Rolly run past me. Like, but that's the funny thing. I never met grown men like that. Like, cause see me, I'm, you know, as much as people say I talk a lot of shit and yeah, and that's this and that, but this is me every fucking day. I say this shit every fucking day. I'm like this every fucking day, every state, every city, every fight. So the other people are the ones that are phony. Because if you got an issue with me, say something. You got an issue with me, say something. Say, yo, if you Ellerbe, yo, you said XYZ. You was wrong, or what's your stance on that? Like, there's no dialogue, which means they feel like I'm not worth their time, which is also fine. That's also fine. But I'm obviously a thorn in your side because you can't even look at me. Like, that's the weird part. But again, it is what it is, man. I've never seen no shit like that. Is super duper fucking weird. Like, dudes would not turn to me so that they don't have to talk because they know them questions coming. Cause I'm not gonna pull no punches, none. We gonna ask what the people wanna know. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. Ellerbe know with me, I'm gonna ask what happened with him and Floyd. Did he know he was gonna be released? Ellerbe knows I'm going to ask, are you going to be the new CEO of Gervonta Tank Davis Promotions? What role are you playing in that promotional company? You know, Rolly know I'm going to ask, are you still with Mayweather? If so, is Ellerbe your advisor? Because he's got released from it. They know these questions coming. And with these other people, they're not going to ask these questions. They're going to fluff. They want fluff. They want, you know, headlines. I want answers. They want headlines. So they saying Pacheco Jab was on point. That's good, man. I like that he looked ready. Joe Pyle, que lo que? Diablo de lo mío. You not even a member? Ay, no. Ustedes no están. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando aquí? Tres pesitos, mi hermano. El diablo, mano. Diablo. Bob Arum getting old. Yeah, but that don't matter, man. Like, we had a good relationship, man. I like the Grady twins. I actually got a good relationship with their manager. I gotta get with them so we can start getting them on the show early. Shout out to Lawn Care Pros. It says, bro, I'm a member. I don't comment much, but I support the channel because it gets me through my work days. Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. I'm glad you cutting that lawn. Listening to the show and growing your business, listening to the show, I really appreciate you. Jew Money, man, appreciate you. Yeah, it's a hard top drop. It's a hard top drop, yes. It's a drop top, but it's a hard top. Kevin says, do you think you need to go to more fights? Bro, that's the exact opposite of what I'm ever doing these days. Maybe that can grow me more, and I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, being in front of people's face, but you don't get it. They treat you like paparazzi, you feel me? Like, it's difficult to get one-on-ones in that environment because you got 30, 50... At the very least, you got 15 other media outlets trying to do exactly what you're doing. So if you happen to walk past Islandri Lora, simple name, you're interviewing him. Now, another videographer sees that you got him and he just pops open his camera and he just starts recording. You don't know who he's recording for. Next thing you know, he works for Fight Hype or Fight Hub and your voice is on his video. They send it to them. They upload it. They have a bigger channel. It's just not worth it. That's not my thing either. You know, I'm not a field reporter. I'm a podcaster. I'm a podcaster, you know what I mean? I talk in a studio. Have I been on the field reporting? Yes. Do I do a good job? Yes. Is it easier to ask the tough questions because I'm right in their face and it's hard for them to escape me? Absolutely. But it's also very defeating because you have to constantly ask for 2 minutes. Can I get a minute? Can I ask you a few questions? And you have to hear those no's, you know, that's defeating to hear yes and no, or hear, give me 5 minutes and you wait 5 minutes. And then when you see them again, they're being interviewed by someone else. Or when you finally get that 5 minutes, it's no longer a one-on-one, it's with three other people. That's defeating, especially when you're spending money out of your pocket to get to these fights, to pay hotels for these fights, food, gas. And then, you know, you get a 2-minute interview that's shared with five other videographers. That shit is not my thing. I'd rather, you know, do my own thing on my own platform. Joe Pilot says you pick AB over Mayor. That's what happened. Exactly. But that shouldn't alienate me from ever interviewing you again. That is immature. That's weird, bro. That's not how this sport works. Imagine the Dallas Cowboys never giving a reporter an interview because they were picked to lose to the Philadelphia Eagles or some weird shit that I don't know anything about those sports, but you get my point. Like, it makes no sense the way that boxing treats everybody. So yeah, man, going to the fights, it would help me grow subscribers and get views because more people are going to see my interviews, so more people will get it. Would be brand awareness, but it's defeating, you know. It's this constant, and then you got to worry with security too. Like matchroom fights are the worst. It's like their security is crazy, you know. Certain people get access, certain people don't get access. And Matchroom security, I just think that they hired like people that are not used to doing media security. These dudes are used to doing like fucking presidential boxing or armed security. Like, dudes always want to fight. Like, come on, I'm asking AJ a question, and because AJ doesn't want to answer, the security guard squirted me with water. Like, it's ridiculous. Obviously, that was many years ago. That was for the Big Baby AJ fight in New York press conference. But that is the point. It's like, if you make these boxers uncomfortable with your questioning, you might get kicked out. You might get roughed up. You might get disrespected for no reason. These things should not happen. They should not happen. And the bad thing is that they won't happen if a Dan Rayfield asks that question, or a Michael Coppinger. Well, even Coppinger, remember, you seen what Bob Arum did to him. Get him the fuck out of here and called him names and kicked him out. This is what I'm saying. If they don't like what you do, they will get rid of you, you know? And you can't get rid of me from my platform. That's why we need to grow to a million subscribers, because they can't shut you up on your platform. If I go to the fight and I'm telling Shakur, why did you take the Joe Cordina fight instead of fighting Willian Cepeda? Why didn't you stay available for Tank? Why didn't you have your manager contact Tank's team after they said to you if you was available? Did you? If I, and he could easily say, man, get him out of here. I don't fuck with him. He the Haney voice, and that's it. They'll kick me out. Matchroom security will kick me out. That's how it goes. Especially now that he's with Matchroom. Shit, again, remember, when I said to Shakur, you should have took the 25%, he didn't let me come to the media workout when he was with Top Rank. Boxing Voice was not allowed. Like, y'all don't understand what goes on behind the scenes, bro. If you ask the tough questions, you ain't getting in there unless you got that big-ass platform. And even still, Javonta don't fuck with Fight Hype. I don't know if that's changed, but there was a time where he wouldn't do interviews with Fight Hype. And they got a big platform. They got over a million. So, you know, this game is weird, man. Look, TMZ, Kanye smacks the cameras out of TMZ hand, right? Because he don't want to be violated or bothered at whatever personal time. So he don't care how big that platform is. And that's how it is in boxing too, man. Some of these boxers just don't care. You know, it is what it is. Exactly, Trill family. When people dodge me, they dodge the people, because my questions come from y'all. I post, yo, I'm going to interview Shakur, and y'all put the questions there. I don't even got to say anything of my own, because the ammunition always comes from the people. I just read the questions from the people. Thing is, you know, those questions from the people, they brutal. They're the hard facts. That's why I need Turkey Al-Sheikh, bro. Like, yo, Al-Sheikh can make me the Errol Hawani of boxing. If he dons me the dude that people gotta sit down with, it's a wrap. It's Joe Buttons, it's Howard Stern, it's Joe Rogan all rolled in one, because none got more flows than Ness. You feel me? It would be Arsenio Hall, man. I would have a studio. They would have to sit down, and them tough questions would get asked, bro. You know, hopefully in front of a live studio audience too, man. Just like the Jimmy Kimmel live show or whatever, something like that. Take it back to the Arsenio days, you know what I'm saying? Live audience, you know? Perfect spot would be Vegas, obviously, because, you know, fights always happen, so it's easy to sell tickets or give tickets away for a live audience, for a TV audience. But something like that, something like the Jimmy Kimmel studio set, Arsenio studio set, something like that, like sit down, you know, couch with the desk, the guests come on the side. I always like the Bill Maher desk too, where like Bill's in the middle and then he's got guests to the right and guests to the left, so it's perfect to just talk to your guests, so I could get three and three. I like that setup too, man. I got ideas, man. I just need the right people, man. Behind the kid, man. Let me get to these super chats here, but go ahead and hit that thumbs up. Who we got? We got All In. Okay, not All In, but All In. Welcome to the prospect level. Appreciate you, champ. Good stuff. Welcome to the prospect level. Dre, welcome to the champ level, my man. I wish I had my soundboard. JQ ordered in $2. Nez, donate to Calvin Ford's bus and get an interview. I mean, if he gonna give me an interview, you know. But that's another dude that, because I had Bill on the show a lot, he don't fuck with me no more. So it's, and now look, Bill don't even fuck with me. I haven't heard from Bill since the laws. It's crazy. I'm telling you, it is what it is, bro. Jose Pereira, $50 Mexican. He says, 1 million soon, Nestor, God willing, sir. I appreciate you, champ. From your lips to God's ears. Years of lurking, $2. Ness, you just made a show about a fake duck for Kerr. I never said anything about Shakur Duckin. I definitely didn't put anything in the title about Shakur Duckin. So I have no clue what you're talking about. But that's why a lot of fighters don't rock with me, because their fans clip things on the show and send it to them. And it could be out of context. It could be me debating with a caller about something specific, and it's obviously going to sound bad. But it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. Yeah, man, I don't know, you know, you can't say someone is good or bad for boxing. Like, bruh, I'm for the sport, and, you know, we see how big upsets are, so maybe that's what got them mad, that I said upsets is good for boxing, you know what I'm saying? But obviously it wasn't an upset. The dude cheated. He cheated, you know what I'm saying? But who knows, bro? I don't know. Again, people get upset. They don't even DM you like, yo, why would you say that? You know what I'm saying? Like, look, the other day I had to drop a comment on Colbert's page. Like, I'm still team Colbert, even though you don't fuck with me, because it's like, I can't even say you lost. I can't even say that Rayo had a good fight because now I'm an enemy. It's weird. This fucking sport is garbage, bro. The way these dudes act is ladylike. Nothing else to say. I never seen no shit like it, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's like, if you tell the truth, you no good. And it should be the other way around. Like, if you lying, you should not be good. But if you telling the truth, you no good. If you can, you feel me? So that's why, with that million subs, we remain independent. And, you know, we get what we could get. That's it. I'm telling you, Hawk, feelings, nothing more than feelings. You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. You already know, Joe Pilot. Shit, T-Moo shirt up. T-Moo shirt up. Call it a $1.96 shirt. Huh? Look at that shirt. What? Matter of fact, let me show you how that T-Moo shirt fit in that bicep. Huh? Look at the shoulders. What is you saying? Listen, let me teach y'all a lesson right now, because I was your age at one point, popping bottles, buying rims, had all the flyers, jewelry. That shit means nothing. Nothing, I'm trying to tell you. Dollar in the bank is more important. Real estate is more important. I mean, if you got gold and diamond, that's going to at least hold its value at some, you know, to an extent. But them clothes, that shit is worthless. All that fucking $1 million wasting on Louis Vuitton and ridiculousness. Nah, not for me. I throw this Timu shirt on and I buy a house. You feel me? You spend the money on Louis Vuitton and Prada, I'm gonna spend mine on real estate. But look, I might lose y'all moving up this elevator, because it's time to go. Rayo the Truth. Oh, DJ Georgie Porgy. Georgie, you should be embarrassed of yourself. All these years and you ain't a member. People spending money on the clothes, not even going to the doctor. I'm super healthy right now, you feel me? With the Timu shirt. But you see, I mean, again, it's priorities, right? Like, you got the Prada shirt, I got the Timu shirt. You got the Civic, I got the Vet. Somebody else got the motherfucking Tesla truck or something like that. You feel me? So it just, everything is priorities and wants. $7, you crazy. Try 190-something. 190-something. I just was talking about that, Scotty Dippin'. Damn, is my wife not here? I was just talking about the sign, and you're gonna have to rewind, but I'm super happy for Mercado that he signed to Eddie. Nothing but great things. Yeah, I don't know about that, Jose Pereira. I'm pretty close to having the title on that. And believe me, I got the title on all the other ones. So I don't know, bro. Again, priorities, you know? You could not have the title and have the Prada and the payment, or have the Timu. Now they fit good, yo, true to size, I swear. And I'm buying 7 packs of these shits, bro, because, feel me, I'm in the gym every day. I work out every day. Sometimes I work out twice a day. Okay, so my wife is not here. I'm gonna have to end this and use my cell phone. Peace. To the next one.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.